I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana News. With the Trump administration working toward tougher enforcement of America's immigration laws, some cherry farmers in Montana are wondering what that may mean for this year's harvest. Nikki Willette reports.
There are some 600 to 800 acres of cherry orchards on the eastern shore of Flathead Lake. Marilyn Bowman owns one of the biggest and oldest. Each year is different.
Anything in agriculture is a gamble.
But this year, she tells me, over dessert of cherry pie at the annual Flathead Lake Cherry Growers Spring Meeting, in addition to cherry powdery mildew and other pests and blights, she's a bit worried about whether the migrant workers, who usually come for 2 weeks in August to pick her cherries, will actually show up. These pickers live full-time in Washington, but many of them are Hispanic, and Bowman isn't sure if they'll choose to come to Montana in light of recent crackdowns on undocumented immigrants.
It's really kind of hard to say if they're going to be afraid to come or not, because a lot of them like to come to our area, whether they're undocumented or documented. I guess we'll find out. If they have problems in Washington, then we'll find out, you know, there's problems there, then possibly we'll have problems here.
Some of these pickers have made the trip to the Flathead Valley for so many seasons that growers consider them family. But even so, deportations sometimes happen, and if a grower is caught hiring workers without correct documentation, they can be fined. Brian Campbell coordinates the harvest for the 70 members of the Flathead Lake Cherry Growers Cooperative. He says finding good workers for harvest is always a scramble.
Current administration might have something more to do with it, but it's actually something that's just been slowly simmering along, and every year it's like, someday we're going to crack down on this, you know.
At this point in the season, he says it's too early to tell if this will be the year they do. In Yellow Bay, I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.